Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And a good Sunday morning to you, 7:13 here on WCCO, waiting Jim Gilbert's phone call for more Nature Notes, brought to us by the Yard Patio Furniture and the good folks at Cardinal Corner. Let's talk about Cardinal Corner. Jim and I will bring you up to date, up to speed on what's happening with By the Yard Patio Furniture. Great, and they're here at the fair, too. Well, this summer, and we're still in it, still can be kind of hard on our feathered friends. So Pam and Lee at Cardinal Corner wanted me again to remind you to make sure you do a couple of things to keep them happy. Keep clean, fresh water out for the birds, not only to drink, but to bathe in. And they also say clean those bird feeders and bird houses regularly. And by the way, when you do stop by, and I hope you do, Cardinal Corner, pick up some bird seed. You'll find it to be the freshest you will find anywhere at Cardinal Corner. And sign up for that monthly newsletter. It's free. Get all kinds of great tips from that newsletter. Just subscribe online at cardinalcorner.com. And if you need a gift idea, boy, those ladies at Cardinal Corner have all sorts of gift ideas. It's so much more than a bird seed store, as we like to say. They're open 7 days a week. Lee and Pam, they're in West St. Paul. Butler and South Robert. Amy's at the Newport Center. Here's their phone number, 651-455-6556, or online, as I said, at cardinalcorner.com. Cardinal Corner, you'll find out, is more than just a bird seed store. And good morning to you, Jim Gilbert, on this Sunday. We're live at the fair, and hope you're doing well today.
Well, we are, and I hope Tony's with you.
Yes, he is. He just brought us food, so I...
Oh, great.
Breakfast.
I think that is so neat that he gets up early in the morning, goes with Dad to work, to really see what it's like to be on CCO radio.
Yeah, it's wow. Fun. It's really fun.
It is. Yeah, I know he's done it for years, and this is great. This is great. Well, I'm calling from our cabin, our family cabin up here at Luton on the ridge above Lake Superior. I'm looking right out at the lake right now, beautiful blue colors. 57 degrees air temperature, water temperature about 64 on the surface there. Sunny with cirrus clouds. Northwest winds. What temperature is it in the Twin Cities?
Last reported temp, Jim, was 61, and we're going for 88 today.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Okay. We've been away for like 3 days, so it's been seems like a lot longer than that. Well, anyway, as our listeners know, Lake Superior is the largest, coolest, deepest, roughest, and cleanest of the Great Lakes, and 206 miles of more than 2,500 miles of the coastline are in Minnesota. And, of course, it's very scenic here. And I am calling from our family cabin on the ridge above Lake Superior at Luton. Our three sons, Andrew, Christian, John, three daughters-in-law, six grandkids are here with Sandy and me. We're a little bit crowded. Our cabin isn't all that big, and we got 14 of us here. But we are having fun. Here at Luton, and along the North Shore, 2,000 species of wildflowers are blooming, including the tall sunflower, Canada goldenrod, large-leaf aster, purple-stemmed aster. There are touches of fall colors seen, like a few golden yellow leaves on paper birches, some patches of red on moose maples, and tinges of red on wild red raspberry foliage, you know, and there's some just beautiful red on these three-toothed cinquefoil plants. Now, most people will know what they are. They may not know the name, but when you're walking along the shoreline, you see these cracks in the rocks and these tiny plants in there. That's the three-toothed cinquefoil, and starting to show this red fall color. Our group has been biking, walking on the Superior Hiking Trail. We went to Cascade River State Park and hiked. We've really been having just a nice time. Had a picnic along the shore yesterday. But back in the Twin Cities, sunrise, 6:38. The sun rises here, by the way, 15 minutes earlier, and sets about 15 minutes earlier also. So we have about the same amount of daylight here. Anyway, in the Twin Cities, sunrise 6:38, sunset 7:46. So today in the Twin Cities area, we have 13 hours, 8 minutes of daylight. We have lost 3 minutes of daylight since yesterday, 21 minutes since last Sunday, and 2 hours and 28 minutes is a total daylight loss since June 20th, our summer solstice, first day of astronomical summer, and the longest daylight period of the year. We still have 4 hours and 21 minutes of daylight to lose by December 21st, our winter solstice, the first day of astronomical winter, and the shortest daylight period of the year. The normal high, boy, Danny, that 88, wow. The normal high for the day in the Twin Cities is 77. Normal low, 58, so we're well above that.
And it's supposed to be tomorrow, Jim, for Labor Day, 72, so a lot cooler tomorrow.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, records for today, though, in the Twin Cities for September 3rd. 97, set 92 years ago, 1925, that 97 degrees high. The record low, 32, and I remember that. That was our earliest frost ever in the Twin Cities. That happened 43 years ago, 1974, so record low, 32. The most precipitation we've ever received in recorded history on this date goes way back to 1887, 130 years ago, 1.08 inches of rain. The waxing gibbous moon set this morning at 3:49. That's when Denny and Tony were on their way to CCO.
Maybe even earlier.
Earlier, you guys. You're really incredible. Anyway, we'll rise again this early evening, 6:31. This coming Wednesday, September 6th, is full moon. Here at Lutzen, we have been enjoying the star-filled skies at night. People have a chance to get way out away from the city lights, like up here. We see the bright Milky Way, Cygnus the Swan, also called the Northern Cross, and the Milky Way and the Pleiades, and those are just some of the groups we've seen. As far as what's happening outdoors right now, and that's called the phenology, both common and great ragweeds continue to shed much pollen into the air. Indian grass, big blue stem grass, blazing star, prairie dock, and stiff goldenrod are showy blooming plants on prairies right now. Juvenile male wood ducks have been taking on adult plumage. And by the way, the wood ducks also like acorns, and they've been eating wild grapes. White-tailed deer fawns have grown quite large and are losing their spots. Tiny, newly hatched snapping turtles head for ponds and lakes. Lately, apple growers have been picking Sweet Tango, Paula Red, I saw those at the fair, Zestar, Red Baron, and Minjon, plus chestnut crabs and the first Honeycrisp apples. More than 100 varieties of apples are grown in Minnesota, and each one has its own special flavor and texture. Well, today could be the last time that many people who feed Baltimore Orioles will see them coming to their grape jelly and sugar water feeders. A good share of them leave by September 3rd each year, and a few will stay till about September 10th, and after that, seeing a Baltimore Oriole Baltimore Orioles a rare sight. They are night migrants and are off to winter from southern Mexico to northern South America. Over the years, observers in Central America report that the first Baltimore Orioles arrived there during the second week in September. Most ruby-throated hummingbirds leave northern Minnesota by September 12th and southern Minnesota by September 12th and September 25th for southern Minnesota. Right now, there's a feeding frenzy at many feeding stations, and a lot of people have put up more feeders in southern Minnesota area to accommodate the young of the year, plus migrants from the north, and plus the adults, of course, that are still here. Meteorologists and climatologists consider September 1st to be the first day of autumn here in the upper Midwest. Astronomers have us wait until the autumnal equinox on September 23rd for fall to begin in the northern hemisphere. But we are definitely into biological autumn, and we were by September 1st. And here's some examples of fall signs that we were seeing by September 1st. Fall mushroom watching with our more than adequate rainfall has been great. The green prime is passing. We're seeing some golden yellow leaves on native basswoods, green ashes, eastern cottonwoods, and touches and patches of red color on sugar maples and staghorn sumacs are showing red foliage, and so are the Virginia creepers. Fall blooming wildflowers such as Jerusalem artichoke, several goldenrods, and aster species, and the white snake root are blooming. In the gardens, the fall blooming chrysanthemums have started, and dahlias are blooming, and a few daylilies too, but it's the end of that. As far as birds go, waves of warblers have been moving through Minnesota. Common nighthawks, flycatchers, swallows, and various shorebirds continue migrating through. Now, the new 2018 edition of the Freshwater Society's Minnesota Weather Guide calendars are out. Look for the Minnesota Weather Guide calendars, wall and engagement form, and their beautiful photographs, astronomy pages, astronomy and phenology, sunrise, sunset times, moonrise, moonset times, weather history, and much more. They're found in book and gift stores most everywhere, but they're available for a special price at the Minnesota State Fair. Look for the Minnesota Weather Guides at the Freshwater Society booth at the Care 11 Red Barn, just right in front of the Red Barn across from the DNR Park.
Kind of right behind our building, too, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
Yes.
Say, Jim, I know. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to get in to buy the yard here because Sandy and I stopped in. We had time. We were at the fair. I was there for 3 days signing weather guides. But I just have to mention before we get to buy the yard, I had to go to the horticulture building and see the 775-pound pumpkin grown by James Magnuson from New London. I can't believe it.
Huge.
775 pounds. It's huge. But then we looked at the other fruits and vegetables, of course, the honey displays, and the fresh-cut Christmas trees, Fraser firs and Colorado spruces and balsam firs put on. They have a great display put on by the Minnesota Christmas Tree Growers Association. And we went to the Mercantile Mark, and oh my gosh, what a great display that By the Yard is putting on there.
You can see
so many people buying the chairs.
So many things on display. I think that may be their biggest display ever. And you can still, by the way, I just found out, Jim, that sale prices are good through September 9th. So if you, and you don't need to go to the fair, but if you are there, head to the merchandise mart, check out that By the Yard display. This is that CCO Land Company family run business that Jim and I have told you about so many years now. And I want to give you a phone number and a website, but they still have 20 to 50% off on selected display items. Get on their website, buytheyard.net, for that list of display items. You can save 10% on new furniture, and Jim and I still are amazed at the delivery cost anywhere in the lower 48 of just $25.
No, incredible, because you consider the weight. This stuff does not blow away in the wind.
Oh, it does not.
But, you know, it's fun watching the people try out the gliders and the Adirondacks. You know, and they said, hey, this is comfortable stuff.
It really is. You don't need cushions or anything, and you're never going to see it fade either. You have a 35-year warranty on this Minnesota-made furniture. All right, buytheyard.net is their website. Check them out at the Merchandise Mart here at the fair. Or call, get that free color catalog, 952-492-2777, that great furniture from By the Yard. Jim, we got an email a couple days ago from Tom and Hugo, who said, could you please ask Jim, he saw a nuthatch in his yard. It was almost pure white. Please ask Jim if he's ever heard or seen one of those.
No, I have not, but it certainly is possible, because we have seen a white black-capped chickadee. I've seen a white robin, or nearly white, and that, you know, it's in a form of albinism when it's nearly white. It's pretty neat. Wow.
Right. We've got a couple minutes to go, Jim.
Okay. David and Mary Brislant, who live on the ridge above Lake Superior at Luton, about 5 miles from our cabin here, report that this past Wednesday, August 30th, a steady stream of warblers flew over the Sawtooth Mountains during the afternoon. They counted 12 different species that were migrating, including the black pole, chestnut-sided Tennessee, northern Perula, and Nashville warblers. Pine siskins are also coming through in big flocks. They are seen eating paper birch seeds, and they also come to the Brislants' feeders, where they like sunflower hearts. The fireweed, which is about a 3 to 4 foot tall wildflower with rose purple flowers, is now blooming at the very top, and that, of course, means the end of the summer season up here, but beginning of fall. Only flowers at the top, of course. Lots of yellow wildflowers along the North Shore, David says. Canada goldenrod, tansy, black-eyed Susan, the tall sunflowers. Tim Grady reports from Lanesboro, way down in southern Minnesota, that yesterday there was a good number of migrating green darner dragonflies flying overhead on their way south, and they were catching midges in the air. That's their food. Keith Radel from Faribault saw another giant swallowtail butterfly on the wing yesterday, just south of Northfield. And that's his third giant swallowtail that he's seen in the last 10 days. And he hadn't seen it for about 5 years. Now, the giant swallowtail butterfly is Minnesota's largest butterfly. Keith Radel has a bluebird trail made up of a bunch of nesting boxes. There are only four baby bluebirds left. That's one nest, eastern bluebirds left, to fledge. He expects them to fledge tomorrow or Tuesday, and then his total will be 805 young eastern bluebirds that fledged from his nesting season from the nest boxes on his trail.
We'll have to
a little bit more.
No, we're out of time, Jim. How about next week? We'll do it again.
Week.
Good deal.
All right.
Have a good week, Jim, and enjoy
you
the.
Too.
Enjoy my favorite part of the country. That's beautiful. Jim Gilbert back next Sunday morning with more Nature Notes here on 830 WCCO.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.